In today's news wrap of the day, we at Money Control bring you the top newsmakers so far. Let's get started. The Securities and Exchange Board of India has barred five entities, including an employee of Life Insurance Corporation of India, from dealing in the securities market and confiscated illegal gains of ₹2.44 crore they amassed in a case pertaining to front-running the trades of the state-owned insurer. SEBI, in its investigation conducted from 2020 through 2022, found that Yogesh Garg, who works in the investment department of LIC, was involved in front-running the trades of the insurer in stocks like Astral, Havells India, Aditya Birla Sun Life, AMC and Bharat Dynamics. SEBI has asked LIC to review its extant processes and take necessary measures to prevent, detect and remediate any fraudulent activities. Meanwhile, the other people named in the order have been given 21 days to file their reply. In another news, shares of Wipro gained over 3% today after the company's board approved buyback of equity shares worth ₹12,000 crore from shareholders. The company plans to buy up to 4.91% of total number of equity shares on a proportionate basis by way of a tender offer at a price on ₹445 per equity share. However, the company's Q4 results sparked caution among brokerages as the IT major reported a 0.4% year-on-year decline in consolidated net profit for the March quarter of financial year 2023 at ₹3,075 crore. For more updates on the stock action, stay tuned to this space. Money Control also reported that special window for completion of affordable and mid-income housing, or SWAMI Investment Fund, which has been tasked with funding stuck projects across the country, has delivered 23,000 houses since its inception 3 years back. The ₹15,530 crore fund hopes to deliver 20,000 more homes by the year end, taking the total to 43,000 across Tier 1 and 2 cities. Irfan A. Kazi, Chief Investment Officer at SWAMI Investment Fund, told Money Control that the numbers are on the basis of existing approvals and the number will keep increasing as more money is sanctioned to new deals. He also mentioned that these projects are spread across in more than 30 cities. Moving forward, officials from the Enforcement Directorate recently raided two offices of online education firm Pigeon Education Technology India Private Limited for foreign exchange violation. According to media reports, ED learned that the firm is 100% owned by a Chinese national and accordingly conducted the raid under the provisions of the Foreign Exchange Management Act. Global e-commerce giant Amazon has said that the growth in its cloud computing business has slowed as companies cut back spending in a tough macroeconomic environment. Amazon Web Services revenue rose 16% to $21.4 billion in the first quarter as Amazon reported stronger than expected profit and sales in the period. While the cloud unit's growth rate was higher than Wall Street projections, it was a record low since Amazon began breaking out AWS sales. Over the past months, Amazon CEO Andrew Jassy has announced a series of job cuts, with employees at AWS being the latest to be affected. That's all from us in today's news wrap. For further details, head to www.moneycontrol.com and download the Money Control app.